how does it apply to people who work not just on the mall, but all over the area in federal buildings?
Well, NCPC is the planning commission for the federal government in the National Capital Region, and as such, we establish policies for the development of all federal property throughout the region. And obviously, a significant portion of that includes the office buildings that we all work in. The federal government is the largest property owner and employer in the region. And there's a lot of office space out there. And as things are changing, I think the peak of federal employment was reached around 1992, and it went down quite a bit after that, and it's on its way up. But it's actually declining as a percentage of regional employment. And so there's a lot of questions to be asked out there about what sort of office space are we going to need in the future? How much space? Are people going to be doing more telecommuting, sharing of office space? Are the numbers of overall employees going to be going up or down? And so we're looking at all those questions.
Where are you in this update of the comprehensive plan? Are you just at that information gathering, opinion gathering stage, or are you a little further along than that?
No, that's right. We're just kicking it off with this event that we're co-sponsoring with the Urban Land Institute on Thursday, where we've invited representatives from Maryland and Virginia, and from the private sector and the public sector, to talk about some of these issues and sort of advise us on the direction that we should be going with this.
And this is not a closed event, right? Anybody can come to this?
Nope. This is going to be at the General Services Administration headquarters at 1800 F Street, and it's at 8 o'clock in the morning, from 8 to 8. Actually, it's going to be sort of a networking from 8 to 8:30, and then the program actually starts at 8:30. And it's free and open to the public. You can register by going to our website, ncpc.gov.
We're going to have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth for you, Christine, if anybody wants to learn more about it, too. That's early enough that somebody can swing by there and find out what's going on before you have to be in the office at 9. That's smart planning on your part. I guess that's why you're on the Planning Commission.
Well, and that's what we were hoping. We have done a number of our programs have been in the evening, and, you know, of course, a lot of people, particularly people who live outside the district, have trouble making it to an evening program after work here in the city. And so we were hoping that we would be able to get people once they get into the city, but before they report for work.
Do you have a sense of how the area, this region has changed over the past, say, 10 to 20 years, and how that might inform how the comprehensive plan changes? Or are you really just completely starting from scratch and trying to figure out where to go from here?
No, we do a full-blown update to the comprehensive plan every 10 to 20 years. The last time we did one was in 2004, and so this is just going to be an update. It's not going to be a complete redo. But some of the numbers that we're looking at are that in 1992-93, the overall federal employment was about 18% of the total employment in the region, and so there were about just under 480,000 federal employees. And then around 2001, about 10 years ago, it reached a minimum of I think it was about 422,000. So it went down quite a bit. It's on its way back up now, and it's but it's still only because of the regional employment overall is going up, the amount of federal employment is actually, as a percentage of the total, is actually going down. So where it was 18% 20 years ago, it's now around 12%.
What kind of changes, what does that evolution that you're telling me about mean generally? I'm not going to ask for specifics because I know you're just in the process of starting to update, but what does that generally bode for what the either construction makeup, what the building inventory looks like in a particular area?
Well, I think that what we're going to see is some change in the type of space that the government is working for. The president adopted an executive order in 2009 that called for agencies to look at new policies for where they're locating so that they could be, for instance, more sustainable. And that means things like locating near transit in areas that are walkable and that require less commuting in single-family vehicles. And so one of the things is that we are doing is updating our policies to encourage that type of development. And part of what we hope to be talking about on Thursday morning is how that development can then become sort of a catalyst for new development in the area. If I can give you a couple of examples, the American Tobacco Firearms and Explosives headquarters on New York Avenue was seen as one of the things that jump-started the NOMA redevelopment, and the new Department of Transportation headquarters down on M Street, that along with the ballpark really sort of got some of the development going on down there. And so if you look at, for instance, metro stations, there's been a lot of look at Green Line stations down in Prince George's County as an opportunity for a new development that includes federal tenants down around that area. And throughout the region, I think that we're going to be looking at more development that's in transit-friendly locations.